Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I am joined by my friend, writer, broadcaster, author of Era Australis, and his first time not being allowed into the studio. But nonetheless, down the line, Ben Pobgy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
I'm great, man, and thanks for continuing to uphold your end of this bargain where I force you to parade yourself down the phone line with all sorts of historical, factual delicacies for us to sup on.
Well, we are talking big cats. There have been, for well over a century, stories about big cats. Usually they seem to be about panthers, black panthers, which, of course, gives a lot of room for skepticism because from a distance, you can look at a big black cat, and there are plenty of black cats around. We can be sure of that. But a lot of people, you know, report these. There have been reports of pumas, apparently supposedly released in the 1850s during the gold rush by, you know, American traveling circus people.
I'm sorry. Okay, every single word in that sentence needs further investigation. You can't just casually, oh, your reports of big top circus released. Okay. Tell us more, Ben. You're being far too... Maybe you've immersed yourself more in the world of big cats than I have. What on earth are you talking about?
A little bit, but... Well, look. As I say, the 2003 report said, you know, there may well be big cats roaming around, and one possibility for their existence was that in the 1850s, in the gold rush, you did have, obviously, a lot of people coming to make their fortune. Some of these were sort of travelling showmen, who did have pumas, cougars, as they're also known, in their book. And when they sort of went bust, they couldn't take care of these big cats anymore. They just let them loose in the countryside. Oh. Now, who knows? You know, it's
you do. You're a historian.
It's I know that there certainly were exotic animals being paraded about, as you'd expect. Whether they were released in and then bred, I mean, look, it's not easy to sustain a big cat population for 150 years without people actually seeing them, but it's not impossible.
I'm speaking to Ben Pobgy, our resident amateur historian, who joins us regularly. If you've seen a big cat, and this is genuinely your chance to shine, give me a call, 1-300-222-774 or 0437-774-774. Ben, you're a dear man, you're an honest man, and yet at the moment you're sounding like you've just got that edge of nerves that a politician has when they're being grilled about something and they're not allowed. Come on, come clean. Surely there are big cats out there and you know it full well, sir.
What I can say is this, without playing the rule-in, rule-out game. There have been, over the years, many cases of livestock, cattle and sheep being killed in a manner inconsistent, let's say, with, for example, a dog or a dingo.
Oh, yeah.
If I can speak for a moment on the matter of the Tantanoola tiger.
Please.
In the 1890s, the Tantanoola area in South Australia was terrorised by something which was slaughtering livestock in a very violent fashion. And theories, some people swore blind that they saw a tiger. One man said that he had found and killed a gigantic feral pig, and it was the pig that was the tiger. Others said it was a wolf. If you go to the Tantanoola Tiger Hotel to this day, you can see an animal that was killed by a hunter at the time and stuffed, which is known as the Tantanoola Tiger. Now, unfortunately, when you go and look at it in the Tantanoola Tiger Hotel, it becomes clear that this is a dog. But that doesn't mean that the real Tantanoola tiger may not have been a tiger or, and this is almost more interesting, it may have been a Tasmanian tiger. I've got to be honest, I have trouble with the reports about a black panther.
Why?
For a couple of reasons. First of all, because there's so many just black house cats roaming around. Secondly, because a black panther is just a leopard or a jaguar that happens to have been born with black fur. And the stories have been going for so long, it's very it'd be almost impossible for sort of a dynasty of Black Panthers to form. You would actually have a lot of spotted leopards and the occasional black one.
Hey, Ben, it is always a pleasure sorting through droppings with you.
Thank you.
I want you to stay safe and let us delve back into history in a week or two.